We're going to begin at the two dots on Chaf Amud Aleph. So Tana Rabbanan, Din B'Kapo Yavo, B'Kapo Yetze. That's found in Parshat Mishpatim, Parchaf Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. In regards to an Eved Ivrit, it says in B'Kapo Yavo, B'Kapo Yetze, in Bali Shahu, B'Yetze Ishto Imo. So what are we darshan from this? So the first Tanakhama says, in B'Kapo Yavo, B'Kapo Yetze, Nechnas B'Kufo, B'Kufo Nechnas, B'Kufo Yetze. So that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yechidi Nechnas, Yechidi Yetze. So now the Gemara wants to know, my B'Kufo Nechnas, B'Kufo Yetze. What does that mean when the Tanakhama says that? Amarovo, Gumar, She'enu Yotze B'Roshe Avarim Ke'evet. So an Evet Kinani is entitled to go free if he's injured by the Adon in one of his 24 Avarim, that are enumerated in the other places, he goes free in exchange for that damage that's done. So I would think that an Eved Ivri has the same din. So that's what it comes to say, before you'd say, before Nichnas, before you'd say, right, that he does not go out with the Rosh Avarim, We already know that from by Ama Ivriya, right? By the Ama Ivriya, it says that she will not go out, right? Ke Tzeita Avadim. So what does that mean? Lo Tetzei Ke Tzeita Avadim. So we saw earlier, right, that the drasha, when it means that Lo Tetzei Ke Tzeita Avadim, means that she won't go out like an other Eved. Who's the other Eved? That's an Eved Kenani, right? That's in, again, Parshat Mishpatim, Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, in Kori Yishadid Bitole Ama Lo Tetzei Ke Tzeita Avadim. We have a hekesh between Ivri and Ivriya, that they don't go out like an Eved Kenani. So as this imi hotam hava mina native lay deme enei vinifuk. Right, so what I would have thought, when it comes to an Eved Kenani and the Adon damages one of the 24 Evarim, instead of getting compensated for the Ever, he goes free. So I would have thought, if I only had one pasuk, that by an Eved Ivri, it wasn't mean lo tzeitzei ketzei davadim. Not like the Eved Kenani who doesn't get compensated and goes free. Yes. Right, he gets compensated and he goes free. Right, he gets pitzulim and he goes free. So that's a kamash malon, that we have two psukim. One pasuk tells me they don't go free, and one pasuk tells me they don't, right, that even despite the fact that they, right, are different than davadim, the difference is not that they get paid and go free, but it's rather they get, right, they don't go free at all. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yechidi Nechnas, Yechidi Yetzei. So that's it. My Yechidi Yetzei. What does that mean? Right, what does all this mean? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yisro Hafikamar. Yesh lo Yisho Vanim, Rabo Moser lo Shivcha Kinanit. Right, that if he already is married with children, then his master can give him, his Adon can give him a wife, a Shivcha Kinanit, a maidservant, to marry, to produce children for the Adon. Now, this is Bi'al Korcho, against his will, that the Adon can force him to, as part of his servitude to the Adon. But if he's not married or has children, he's not entitled to give him a Shivcha Kinanit. So that means, B'Kapo Yavo, B'Kapo Yetze. Alright. Tan Rabbanan. Nimkar b'maneh b'hishbiach v'amar al matayim. It was sold for 100, and then he went up in value to 200. How we know that when we're doing giron kesef, he wants to buy himself out halfway, that we only base it on the purchase price. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, mikesef miknato. Right, because it says from the time the purchase price, kesef miknato, is in, again, this is in Bahar, in Perek Chavhei, Pasuk Nun Aleph, right? It says, im od rabot b'shanim l'tayim yashiv gulato, mikesef miknato. If you're calculating when he goes free, you do it based on his purchase price. So nimkar b'matayim, if he was sold, his purchase price originally was 200. Mihechsif, and then he went down in value amaneh, and now he's worth 100. How do we know we only base it on his new value and not his original purchase price? Tamalomar, because that's also there in Bahar. It says, according to the number of years, not his original purchase price, but his remaining years, his remaining value. Tamalomar, kifishanav. Right. So now, the psukim that we are quoting are quoted from the pasuk by an Eved Ivri who sold himself to a non-Jew. I would say the reason that the Eved Ivri gets the upper hand here, I mean, your question, David, why do we say that he gets the upper hand and not the Adon get the upper hand? Right? Because by a Eved Ivri who sold to an Ovid Kochavim, over there, the Adon's on the Yadoa Tachtona, because even Krovim, even relatives, can redeem that Eved Ivri. So therefore, he's Yadoa Tachtona. Nimkarli Yisrael Minoah. How do I know that the same should apply to Yisrael, meaning that an Eved Ivri who sells himself to an Adon, who is a Jew, how do I know that should work over there? Because maybe, since he can't be redeemed by relatives, then Yado of the Eved Ivri is on Tachtona. Tamalomer Sachir Sachir the Gzeir Shavah. So we've seen this before, this Gzeir Shavah, of in the Pasuk, Perkavei, Pasuk, Mem says, Kesachir Vekid Toshav, Iyayimach. Right, that's by an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Jew, and an Eved Ivri that's sold to a non-Jew. It says also the word Sachir, which is in Sparshanim, Kamei Sachir Yeimo, which is in, again, Perachavei, Pasuk Nun. So you have Xer Sever, Sachir Sachir, tells you whatever applies to the Jew sold to the non-Jew will also apply to a Jew sold to a Jew. So Amar Abaye, Hareini Kibin Azai, B'Shukei Tveria. So we've seen this prior in Sota and other places that Ben Azai was a huge Talmud Chacham, and that he used to have he was very harif and he used to be dorish in public, and then he said about himself that Kol Chachmei Yisrael Lefanai Kli Pluta Kli Plata Kli Patashum, that all the other Kamei Chacham are like me, like a peel of garlic. Chutz min HaKereach Hazeh, except for this one bald one, what it's probably referring to Rabbi Akiva, right? And he used to darshan in the Shukei Tveria. People used to come up, ask questions, and that he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So Abaye, every once in a while, when he used to get these moments of clarity, of even clairvoyance, that he had b'dicha date, he used to say this. I'm like Ben Azai, but Shukei Tveria, that I have a halacha here. So Amalei, tell me Rabbanan Labayit. So then whenever he says that, they say someone comes and asks him a question. So when the Rabbanan comes to ask him a question, Michtei, Hani Karai, Ikin Medrishinu Lekulu, Vika, the Medrishinu Lekumra. All right, so there, you could learn them Lekula, and you could learn them Lekumra. My Chazita, the Medrishinu Lekula, Medrishinu Lekumra. Why did you go Lekula and say that the Eved Ivri gets the upper hand here? Why doesn't the Adon get the upper hand? So where it says, "Will sakadatko mid the al kazel rachmana the gabei," right? When eikel rachmana gabei, since the pasuk over there is mikil by the Eved Ivri, titanya ki tov lo imach, right? Because when it comes to an Eved Ivri, right, it says tov lo imach. With you, he's good. What does that mean? Imcha b'machal, imcha b'mishteh. Then an Eved Ivri gets treated in a manner that is equal to the adon, and that whatever the adon gets, then the Eved Ivri gets. So it says, Ki Tov Lo Imach. That's an Eved Ivri wants to stay on to be near Tzah. It says, Ki Tov Lo Imach. Imach means Imcha B'machal V'Imcha B'mishteh. That he gets to eat the same foods you eat. That whatever your standard of living is, the Eved Ivri also joins in that standard of living. Shloti Atah Ochel Pat Ikiyah V'Ochel Pat Kibar. You should eat, right, white bread, and he eats whole wheat. Right, Atah Shlotei Yayin Yashan. The Baal Adon can't drink, aged wine. But who Shlotei Yayin Chadash? And he's drinking grape juice. Tayashana Gabi Mukhin, you're sleeping on cotton. Well, Yashana Gabi Ateben, and he's sleeping on straw. You have to dream. Mikana, this is a famous saying, Mikana Rukul, Kone Eved Ivri, Kikona Adon Latzmo. Whoever ends up acquiring an Eved Ivri acquires a master for himself. Because here he has the master must treat the Eved Ivri in an equivalent manner to that he treats himself. To which Tosus asked him a question. What do you mean, Adon Latzmo? Right? He's equivalent. He's not an Adon, he's got a master to him, but he is a equal to him. So why would you call that an Adon? So Tosu says that Yerushalmi mentions this Hechi Timsa, right, that if you only have one, for instance, if you only have one pillow, or he only has one mattress to sleep on. So who will get it? The Adon can't sleep on it now, because any of you violate Niki Tov Lo Imach, because then the Eved won't get it. You can't not give it to the Eved, because that's me, that's stone. The stone is that, if I can't have it, you can't have it, right? So then he's going to end up giving it to the Eved Ivri. So there'll be times when there isn't sufficient for both of them, that the Eved Ivri will end up getting the benefit, will be the Adon. He'll be treated like the master. So Gemara says, let's say that this statement with regards to an Eved Ivri, that he gets the upper hand, that's to do with eating and drinking. Okay, because that's something that is right in front of him all the time. It's proximate to him when he's engaged with the Adon, Achil and Shtir, things that are always there. How in your pigeon, but when it comes to pigeon, which is something in the future, something out there, Machmer Aleim is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. We'll be Machmer on him like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina is based on Shmichut HaParshiot that's found in Parshat Bahar. Parshat Bahar begins with Shvi'it, and from Shvi'it it moves forward through a series of halakot. Each of those halakot, the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina darshens as a Shmichut HaParshiot, are punishments for violations of Shvi'it. What violation of Shvi'it? So here we say that it's a violation of schora in Shvi'it, doing a masav matan in Perot Shvi'it. So this is the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Bechanin Omer Bore, Kamakasha Avkashel Shvi'it. How hard is the dust of Shvi'it? Why is it called Avkashel Shvi'it? Because the Isra schora in Shvi'it is only in Isra Aseh, because it says Le'ochla, Le'olus schora. So that's it's a sidebar. The main Isurim, as Tosfos points out over here, is Avodat HaKarka. Right? The main Isurim in Shvi'it is working the land. Those mentions Harisha and Zriya, which of course Harisha is a Machlokas Harishonim, whether Harisha is Midoraisa or not. It's interesting that he mentions Harisha and Zriya here. Right? He mentions Harisha and Zriya being the Ikar Avodat HaKarka. Right? So Avkashel Shvi'it means Schora and Perot Shvi'it. And he says also that it's in Stavra that we're talking about Schora and Perot Shvi'it, because we see the punishments all have to do with Masav Matan. So if the Masav Matan are the punishments, Mida Keneged Mida, must be that he violated something in Masav Matan in Shvi'it. Adam no seven otem beperot Shvi'it, the silk mocheret metal kolav. In the end, he sells his possessions in order to support himself. Why? Shnemar, Bishnata Yevuel, Tashuvu Ish Elach Uzato. Right? It says that he'll go back. Vis Amichle, Kitimpru, Memkar La Amitecha, Okono, Miyad Amitecha. Davar Nikne, Miyad Yad. When you sell an item, this is metalkalim to another person. Meaning that if you don't, right, keep the Yovel, if you don't keep the Shvi'it, right, you violate this and do Schora and the Perot Shvi'it or the Perot Yovel, then you're going to be forced to support yourself, you're going to sell your metalkalim. Lo Hirgish, if he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't see the problem, right? So Sof Mocher Tzlodotav, and in the end he's going to sell his fields. Shinemar, Yamuch Achicha Umachar Mechuzato. The next parsha there is, if the person becomes poor and sells you his Yerusha, his field of a Yerusha, then it returns to him in the Yovel. That's the parsha. Lo Bat Yado, if he hasn't figured it, it doesn't come to him yet. Ach Mocher Beto, the next thing he's going to do is sell his house, because the next thing it talks about is Shinemar, Kimkor Beit Moshev Yerchoma. So it's selling a house in a walled city. So Mara asks the question, obvious question, Maishna Hotom, Damar Lo Yergish. How come in the first instance says he doesn't feel it, Lo Yergish? Maishna Hotom, Damar Lo Bat Liado. And over here it says that he didn't reach it. What is the difference between them? Get the Ravuna, Damar Ravuna, we've seen this in a number of places. Kevin Shavar Adam Avira, Vishanaba. Once a person's violated Avira and done it again, Hutralo. When it becomes like Keter to him, Hutralo Sakadatko, the Nasalo Keter. I mean, not Hutra, it's not Mutar, but it comes to him like a Heter. So the way Rashi explains it, right, is that Hirgish, right, what does Hirgish mean? That Hirgish is that, right, that there's an attempt to, right, there's an attempt or there's a possibility, right, that he could still do tshuva in that case. Lo bat liyado, according to Rashi, means that he doesn't even, there's no chance he's going to do tshuva. Lo bat liyado, it won't happen. Like, it's a statement of fact. Lo hirgish means he didn't feel. I mean, there was a possibility that he could feel or do tshuva. Right, that he could have feelings, that he could have a possibility of tshuva, but no. Lo bat liyado means there is nothing left. Right, the Marsha disagrees a little bit with Rashi. He says, Lulim mistafina mi Rashi. He explains it that lo yergish means that he doesn't understand why he's selling the object. Lo vat liyado, he says, on the other hand, means that the money will not be sufficient for him. I mean, he'll sell it, and whatever money he gains won't be sufficient to support him, the next thing will happen, and the next thing will happen. I mean, that lo vat liyado means that there is...
He doesn't go to the psychology of
the right, of the idea that the Gemara, that he's pointing out, that once it's not the Lokahet there, then the money will never be sufficient. I mean, he'll have to keep selling items to support himself. This is the next stage. Right, then the next thing is that until he sells his daughter. If he sells his daughter as an Amah Ivriya. So the obvious question is, that's not found in Parshat Bahar, that's found in Parshat Mishpatim. So how did they have a Simichot Parshiot that's dealing with Parshat Mishpatim? Even though selling your daughter to a as an Amah Ivriya is not there, it's better to sell your daughter as an Amah Ivriya than to borrow with interest. My time. What's the reason? Brate migrov and afko. Right? Your daughter, the purchase price amortizes, meaning that over the years, either you can buy her back, or in the end, at the end of 6 years, or when the ovel, or whatever, she means to see money, she'll go free. Meaning there's no cost anymore, it comes out.
Right,
that the amortizes the value of the amortizing. Whereas you read it, right, accrues, and it goes up, and meaning it's costing you more to have it out. So that's why, so the Gemara is saying that it's a almost a logical argument, right? And that it would be this way. So that even though, and Tosfos points out here, that even though we've already said that you can force the father to redeem her against his will, right? We saw that Bar Kocho and Lefi Shita Tosfos, that was that we can force the either the relatives, right? Or the relatives can force the father to redeem him. Right, then Mikomakom, he says that Ribit is Kashem, he said. It's still worse than this. Because even if he has to redeem it, he still doesn't lose money, because there's still a Giron Kesef, as you were pointing out, David, right? There's a Giron Kesef, so he doesn't lose by selling her and coming back. Right? He can only gain by the amount of the differential amount of time she worked. Right. Lobat the adult, again, he doesn't do
Ruby is in the part of
there. Right.
So especially when it comes to Ruby.
Right, so that's next.
First it'll come to
Lobat the adult, I should love a Lobebi Ribit. Right, if that doesn't work, next thing is he's going to borrow money with interest. Right, and then you can't take from him interest. You can't take a charge of interest on a loan. So you end up borrowing with interest. That won't be sufficient according to Marsha or according to Rashi. He won't do tshuva, and therefore he'll have to sell himself. Self to you. Velo docha, not only to you, because it says in the next parsha, v'chita sig yad ger v'toshabi mach, v'mach l'chim lo, v'nimkar l'ger toshabi mach, ol v'eger mishpachat ger. So he doesn't sell himself to you, lo docha elo l'ger, sh'nemar l'ger. Velo l'ger tzedek, not even to a ger tzedek, who's now a Jew, elo l'ger toshab, sh'nemar ger toshab. Then it says mishpachat ger is ze ovei kuchavim. Shu omer l'eker, right, then when it says the last thing that he has sung to an eker, what does that mean? Ze anibar l'obadat kochamim atzmo. That's the thing that he gets sold to obadat kochamim atzmo. And Tosu says, how do you know that? Because l'eker is sofal yaker, because the end it'll be uprooted. So that's why eker refers to avodat kochamim over here. So therefore, the dildo, right, there's this a progression here of a person who worked or did Shkora and Perot Shvi'it, that he goes so far down until he's finally sold into slavery, right, or sold as an Evri to a non-Jew. So you see that the, even though in general, an Eved Ivri is kone, when someone gets an Eved Ivri, it's kone adon le'atzmo, but we see over here that there is a negative aspect to an Eved Ivri, which is that the possibility is when he sold to a non-Jew that it came about because of his negative actions. Alright, you say that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina has a negative implications, and therefore maybe we should be machmer by pidyon. In the end, the pasuk supports him. Why does the pasuk support him in the end? Because what does the pasuk say in the end? This Eved Ivri now, or this person who did Shkor and Peretz Shvi'it, in the end is going to end up becoming a priest to the Avodat Chachamim, and he's going to be sold to the Avodat Chachamim to work for them. Let's say, you know, let losses be losses. Throw the stone after him, meaning that hit the man when he's down. So let him go. No. That even after he's sold, the pasuk over there says, what? That one of his, right, one of his brothers will, right, that's in Perakav Hei, pasuk Memchet, right, that one of his brothers, there's a demand on the Jews to go redeem them from that situation. So when it says, Ema gulat yelo, kehechelo de tamei ben ovi kochavim. Let's say that it's just a practical answer. Why are you obligated to redeem him? You're obligated to redeem him because otherwise he's going to become a non-Jew. So we want to protect him from becoming a non-Jew. How the Indian pidyon nachmirlet, but nevertheless, when it comes to pidyon, the actual redemption, we machmirim to the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanino. So shoot, we have to redeem him so he doesn't become a non-Jew. But with regard to how much you have to pay for it, that will be machmirim because of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanino. Right. The question is, who are we going to be machmir on in terms of? Does the Adon get the upper hand here, and why should the Eved get the upper hand in the terms of it? Also, be easier for people to redeem him if it's cheaper to redeem him. Right? The more expensive he is to redeem, the less likely that he will be redeemed in these instances. So,
you just explained the progression from Amar Amalei Abaye's retort to the progression of Dudu.
All right, so he says, we said the possibility is that by a human shkia, that he has the advantage, because he's konat don atzmo. So therefore, that's why the kula, when it comes to redeeming him, will also go to the kula, that he always gets a cheaper price. The cheaper of the purchase price or its current value, will assess him on that basis. So Mar says, no, separate between his standard of living and pidyon. By his standard of living, we'll say, yeah, he gets the full rights and benefits of the standard of living. But when it comes to redemption, we'll say, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that there's a dildo, right, that there's a negative aspect of being sold into slavery. Therefore, he'll be opposed to him, and he'll get the disadvantage. He'll get the maximum of his purchase price or his current value. So Mar says, no, well, listen, in the end, what do you mean? Maybe that's not enough, because in the end, the pasuk says, that even though we say that Rabbi Yosef Chanina said it's negative that he got himself into this trouble, and nevertheless, in the end, we obligate the Jews to redeem him. So my says, well, still, let's separate. Let's say that the redemption, yeah, you're right, you have to redeem him because we don't want him to become a non-Jew. But we're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt or the advantage that he gets redeemed at the lower values because he still did something wrong. He got himself into trouble. So now Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is going to solve the problem. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Trek to Krike TV. There are two psukim over here. It says here, this is again a paragraph, hey, Pasuk Nun Aleph, right? Nun and Nun Aleph. Pasuk Nun says, Chishavim Koneu, he'll calculate with his buyer, Mishnati Makrolo, from the year that he was purchased, Achnati Yovel, until the Yovel. And how is this? Vaya Kesiv Mimkaro, Bimispar Shanim. Right? The amount that he is bought back for will be Mispar Shanim, Kimei Sakhir Yeimo. That's one Pasuk. Imra both Bashanim, if there are a lot of years left, Lutiyam Yashiv Gulato, Mikesef Miknato. Right, based on his purchase price. So you have two psukim. One pasuk says mikesef miknato, right? That is his purchase price. One of them says mispar shanim, right? That based on the number of years he has left. So which is it? Number of years mikesef miknato. So until now we suggested that it'll go the cooler for him. The Gemara rejects that. And the Rabbi Nachman's going to, Rabbi Nachman here is going to suggest the solution to that problem, because it says im aud rabot b'shanim, uchtiv im at nishar b'shanim. If there are a lot of years left or a little bit of years yet, b'chi yesh shanim rubot b'shanim latot. Are there years that are a lot or years that are a little? And Rashi over here says something very strange. He says, well, he's always sold for six. If he's sold for six, then what's a lot of years and a little years? The problem with Rashi is that an Eved Ivri that's sold to a non-Jew is not subject to Sheish. He's only Adel Yovel. So I don't know why Rashi is bringing up Sheish correct over here, maybe because of the Kser Shov Sakhir Sakhir. Probably the better way to learn it is that he always goes out in the Yovel. So what's his Ma'ot Shanim, Ma'ot Shanim? Right, and then they're going to get the David's question, which is, yeah, there's how many years have left in his situation? Ella, Nitzra Bekaspo, Mikesef Miknato. If you went up in value, right, that would mean Rabot Shanim, then you pay in that pasuk, it says Kesef Miknato from his purchase price. Nimat Kaspo, if he went down in value, then it says Kitishanav, going according to his value. Vayimah Hawking Kamar, so this is your question. Echad Ovid Tre, Upashle Dalit. If he worked 2 years, and now he has 4 years left, Native Lay, Dalit Mikesef Miknato. That means Rabot Shanim. He has more years left than he's worth. Then you go after his purchase price of a dalad upashulei tarte. Or if he worked 4 years and he only has 2 years left, that's ma'ot shanim, right? Native tarte kafishanav. Then he'll pay back based on his current value. So Mar says imkein eftokra im odra bot shanim im ma'at nishar shanim. Right? Because then if you want to talk about this, if it was modifying shanim, right? Then it should say just rabot shanim and ma'ot shanim. Yeah, that would be modifying. Then rabot and ma'ot would be running modifying shanim. Ma'at nishanim, right? So what does that mean? Bishanim. What is the bashanim? Or means that it's no longer the rabot is no longer necessarily modifying the shanim. Nitzraba kaspo bashanim mikesef miknato. Right? If his kesef was nitzrabet bashanim in the years that he worked mikesef miknato. Yakaso bashanim in those years kifishanav. Then it goes according to his. So that's Rav Nachman according to his current price. So that's Rav Nachman's solution to our problem. You have a steer in the pasuk which says mikesef miknato and mikesef, right, or mishanav. So one says it goes after purchase price. One says it goes after its current value. How do we know to go the kula or the chumra? Right? So the Gemara tried to say we should go the kula because an Eved Ivri always has the upper hand. The Gemara rejected that because we find other instances where an Eved Ivri does not necessarily have the upper hand, especially when it comes to pidyon, so when he's sold to a non-Jew. So because of that, the Gemara Rav Nachman came up with a solution. He says, no, the pasuk itself addresses the issue, which is im od rabot b'shanim, im od maot b'shanim. Right? So in those two instances, that's telling you, if there is his value went up, what do we pay? We based on his purchase price. If his value went up, it goes purchase price, that's his advantage. If his value goes down, then it goes after kishanav, according to his current price. And therefore, the pasuk is what dictates, right, that he gets the upper hand over here. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Darshinu Rav Nachman, honey cry to Sinai. Right, Rav Yosef says that Rav Nachman darshan these psukim, his shot is so good in the psukim, it's as if he darshan them like Sinai, like as if he got them Mesorah me Sinai. I'll just point out, it's funny, it's an interesting point, that the Gemara in the Brachos, at the last stop of Brachos, on Tara Ben Aleph, there the Gemara wants to know, right, if you have an Oker Harim the Sinai, Mi'u'adif, which is better, a Sinai, which is someone who knows this quantitatively has a tremendous amount, or Oker Harim, someone who can turn over mountains as Svara and Iyun and Pilpul. So there the Gemara says, who's Sinai and who is Oker Harim? Gemara says Rav Yosef Sinai, Rabba is Oker Harim. So Rav Yosef, who is not with Sinai here, says, I'm Rav Yosef, Darshin Rav Nachman, Lani Krak is Sinai.
That is his greatest praise.
Right, the praise that which Rav Yosef was known for, right, he said about Rav Nachman. That's an interesting sidebar. Alright, find me name Rav Hunan Bar Kinin and Ami Rav Sheshin. So Rav Hunan Bar Kinin asked Rav Sheshin, Evid Ibri, Hanim Kar the Obi Kochavim, Nigal Chatzim, Oin and Nigal Chatzim. Can you redeem them for half of his value, or you cannot redeem it for half of his value. Giulato, right? Giulato miste achuza gamar. Do we learn out of gzeira shava from ste achuza? Ma ste achuza inu nigal b'chatzim? If you sell your field to someone else, your Yerusha field, you sell it to him, that will come back in the Opel, you're entitled to redeem it after 2 years. You're entitled to redeem it for the value reduced between the year that he had it and the Opel. Right? So there it says, kidei giulato. There the pasuk has the extra word kidei. Yudei Gulato tells you you must redeem him for the full value. You can only take the full field and not a portion of the field. So do we say Gulato that's mentioned here by Eved Ivri is the same Gulato, right, that is by Esti Akuza? So Masti Akuza Inu Nigala Chatzim, Afa Nami Inu Nigala Chatzim. So it's over here.
You just said that there's a special process for teaching.
Right. So do we apply that? Now you have Gzeir Shava, Gulato, Gulato. So do you apply the Gzeir Gulato that's found by Esti Akuza to Eved Ivri? Oduma, the Kula Amrinan, the Chumra Lo Amrinan. Do we say it goes to Kula, but not the Chumra? The Gzeir Shava helps the Kula and not the Chumra. So Tosus points out over here, I think, David, you're asking a little bit about this, is that when we have a Gzeir Shava ignores Kula and Chumra. Gzeir Shava, when we learn it, learns everything across. So Tosus over here says it's a Gilui Milsa and not a Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava, there'd be no question of Kula and Chumra. So the Gilui Milsa, which will answer your question. That binds the Akuza, it tells you, Kidei Gulato, tells you the definition of Gula means entirety. So now we go back over here, you want a Gilui Milsa, what does the Gula mean by Eved Ivri? It means the same as the Kidei Gulato by a Steakuza. Samalei Laba Martatam, don't we have a memo that says, Nimkar Kulo Velo Chetzio. Right, that by an Eved Ivri, we saw earlier that he has to, when you sell the Eved Ivri, you must sell him for his entire value, and not Chetzio. Everybody agreed over there, Kuli Alma, that if the Eved Ivri was worth more than what he stole, he cannot be sold into slavery because he has to be sold for his entire value, not for a portion of his value. Hakanami, Nimkar Kulo Velo Chetzio. Just like when you sell him in, it says, right, you sell him in for the entire value. When you redeem it, you have to be for the entire value. So when it says, Amar by Imtim Salomar Nigal Lechatzim, if you want to suggest that you can redeem an Eved Ivri Lechatzim, Mishkachala the Kula Ulu Chumra. It'll end up being a Kula and a Chumra in different instances. Why is that? Because the Kula, what's the case of Kula? Zvane Zabne Bimeya. Right, so here, the adult bought him for 100 shekel. Yavle Chamshin. Right, so he gives him 50 to buy out half of his value. Palga the Dummit. And after that, what the Eved Ivri goes up in value. The Kama Matan, and now he's worth 200. Right? So now, Iyamart Nigal Chatzim, if you say that it works, the 50 that he paid took half of his value. Yoiv Lemeya Benofik. He'll give him 100 and it'll go free. He has to make up. Originally it was worth 100. He paid 50% of that. Now he wants to pay out the other half of that. He pays 50. So that'll get you to the first 100. And then in addition, the appreciation, the value that he went up, the additional 100, he owns 50% of that, and the Adon owns 50% of that. So the part that he owns, he doesn't have to pay for. The part that the Adon owns and the appreciation he has to buy out, that's 50.
So it'll be a total of 150. So he paid 50 originally, and now he'll add an additional 100, and he will go free. But if you say you can't be redeemed for halves, now he's going to have to add on an additional 150, because the first 50 did nothing for him. And then when he appreciated in value, that value accrued entirely to the Adon. So now when he wants to come to redeem himself, he has to pay 200 to redeem himself. He has the original 50 plus an additional 150 now in order to benafik, to go out.
So Amar Nitraba Kaspo Mikesef Miknato. So Yishol's question, did you just say that if his kesef went up because of no gagon, that therefore he pays according to his purchase price? What are you talking about? Him going up in value. So Gemara says, no, it's a case like this. Gagon to Okir, when he originally was bought, he was bought for 200. Vizal, then he went down to 100 in value. But Okir then went back up to 200 in value. Mishkakla. So what happened? When he sold in at 200, right? What happened? He sold himself in at 200. So when he goes to buy himself out, right, he pays the lower of his purchase price and his current value. His current value is 100. So he pays 50, and now he's got half of his value back. And then all of a sudden he went back up in value to 200. So now when he goes back up to 200, how much does he owe the adon? Right, does he owe only the adon? Right. Right. Either way, that's just an example. Hey, so if he goes back up to the 200 value, now how much does he owe him? Does he owe him the full amount now to get out? Does he have to pay an additional 100 to buy his other half out? Or, right, that he didn't redeem himself at all, and now he has to pay 200 to get out, right, to get out of here. So the Gemara says, the Chumrah, what's the case of a Chumrah? Zabnei b'matan, if he bought him for 200, yayv me'ah, then he paid 100. Pagid the dame, half of his value. V'ichsif, and then he went down in value, become omeya, now he's worth 100. Iyamar nivel lechatzim, yayv lechamshin, v'nofik, now he's paid 50 for the other half of his value, and he'll go out, so he'll pay 150. Iyamar de nivel lechatzim, hanach me'ah pikadon, in who? The original 100 was a pikadon, because he couldn't redeem himself, and then gavei, v'yayv le'ne'olu, v'nofik, that 100 will pay, and he'll get out now at the whole thing. That'll be his entire value at this point, because then he'll be able to buy himself out entirely. So again, Rabbi is point over here is even if you say Nigala Khatim, that doesn't always mean the Kula. It can be the Kula or the Khumra. Again, if he goes down in value, it'll end up being the Khumra. If he bought 50% of his value up at the higher value, he bought 50% of his value at the higher value, now he wants to redeem himself. So now he's going to pay half at the higher value, half at the lower value. Right? And that'll be more expensive than if he just redeemed himself entirely at the lower value. The Kula side turns out what? When he goes up in value. But going up in value is when he started his purchase price was at a certain level, he went down in value and then went back up in value. So when he redeemed himself at the lower value, and then he goes back up in value, he's been marviach, right, that he bought 50% at the lower value, and now he wants to go buy the other 50% out. What does he do? He buys 50% of 200, will be 150 total, whereas if he has to buy himself out, totally he'll have to pay 200 instead of 150. He's going to go through all the parshiyot over here about Nigal, do they go to Chatzim or not? So Batei Arechoma, when you sell it in, do we say Gulato, Gulato, Misti Achuzah? The same as the Rishava, Gulato, Gulato, from Misti Achuzah. Ma, Gamar, Misti Achuzah, Inu Nigal to Chatzim, Ma, Panami, Inu Nigal to Chatzim. O Dilma, Echid Gali Gali. Right, Misti Achuzah says the whole thing. Over by Batei Arechoma, it does not say Gidei Gulato. Echid Lo Gali, Lo Gali. Again, where he doesn't redeem it. Again, tells us points out that this can't be Gzeira Shava. It has to be Gili Milsa. And we say that either by Gdei Gulato it tells us that, and we don't apply the Gili Milsa, we do apply the Gili Milsa. Amalei Mimidra Shosh Rabbi Shimon Nishma. From the Drasha of Rabbi Shimon, we can understand Shalova Vigoel, that he can borrow money and be Goel, Vigoela Chatzim, and he can also be Goel for a parcel. Why? Titania. Imgaol Igael. It says if he wants to redeem himself, Malameid. Goel Yigael teaches you that Malameid Shaloveb Goel Goel Chatzim, that you're allowed to borrow money to redeem yourself, and you're allowed to redeem for partial. Amashim Matam, what's the reasoning? The fish mochir steachuzah, one who sells a steachuzah, sheyafek kocho, that he has a benefit, shemigir yovel v'lo nigala, when it happens when the yovel comes and you sell your steachuzah, chozer the bala v'yovel, comes back to the balim in the yovel. Hora kocho, sheyinoloveb goel goel chatzim, therefore he cannot redeem. When it comes to redeeming, he can't redeem, borrow and redeem, and he can't redeem in partial market. That's why the Steachuzah says Kedei Gedulato. Why? Because he has the upper hand in the fact that he'll get his property back in the Ovel. So therefore, we don't allow him to redeem it early when he does it in partial redemption or by borrowing. Makdish, someone who's Makdish is Steachuzah, Shorakoko. What happens when he's Makdish is Steachuzah and the Ovel comes? Right? If he's not redeemed it by the time the Ovel comes and the Gizbar sold it, it goes out to the Kohanim in the Ovel. He doesn't get his property back. Shemigir Yovel v'lo nigala, Yotzal HaKohanim b'Yovel. It goes after the Kohanim in the Yovel. So therefore, the Torah gave him additional benefits. Yafek Kochos Lovel Goel v'Goel Chatzim gave him benefits in the fact that they gave him the upper hand in the period of Yuhula to get, make it easier for him to go out, because in the end he's going to lose it if he doesn't go out. So let's say, if this logic is true, let's apply it to Bater Choma. When you sell Bater Choma, if it's low for 1 year, what happens at the end of the year? Right, it goes to Chalutin. Then it's sold forever. You can't redeem it after 1 year. So therefore, let's give him the advantage again that he should be able to borrow and he should redeem it, or redeem it in partial because he has such a bad end. So Rabbi Shimon, we know everybody's dark. Time of the crop. So Shimon is no raise the reasonings in the Pesukim. So he says, why by Steach Chuzah are you have to redeem the whole thing and you can't borrow to redeem it? That's because in the end, what's the worst scenario? You get the field back in the Yovel. Whereas by Bate or Choman Makdish, you're not going to get it back if you're not Goelit. So therefore we gave you advantages, right, that you can be Goel, go there, go Goel, go the Chatzim. So Eitav, the Gemara has a question from a drasha. Im Goel, Yigael, I would have thought, hello, Dino. It's a Kav HaChomer. Where he has the advantage when it goes right and it comes to the Yovel, he can't, he gets it back, and nevertheless he can't be go, he can't go al Chatzim. The Balev Yovel, Makdish Shahro Kocho, where he has the disadvantage at the end. Shimgiya Yovel, Loni Galah Yotzei LaKohanim, but Yovel, he doesn't get it back. Was that the Kohanim? Right, so certainly it should be that way. That's a Kal v'Chomer. So Malam Ocha Steach Azash Kino Rak Kocho. That's not a good Kal v'Chomer, because Steach Chuzah also has a Chomer. What's the Chomer of Steach Chuzah? That you're not allowed to be Gael Miyat. You're not allowed to redeem it. You have to wait. Shnat Yim Karo. You have to wait 2 years before you're Gael is Steach Chuzah. Tomorrow B'Maktish Shefer Gochol Gael Miyat. By Hektish you can redeem it right away. So Malar says Mocher Batei Chama Yochia. You can prove it by Batei Chama. Why? Sheakufek Kocho. There you can redeem it right away. And you can't borrow to redeem it, and you can't redeem in a half way. So you see from here that what this Bryson believes that you can't be Goel and Goel Chatzim. So how can we have, you tried to prove from Shimon, here we have another Bryson that says no. Bryson says, Lokasha. HaRabbanon, HaRabbi Shimon. That's it. Rabbi Shimon, who darshins time of the crawl, says what? That when it's bad in the end for you, when you have a disadvantage in the end, you get the advantage early on. So by Batei Koma, Goel and Goel Chatzim. Whereas the Rabbanon believe, no, we have this Kal v'Chomer, and the Kal v'Chomer says, just like between Tzidei Achuzah and Batei Koma, that we know that you can't be Lovev v'Goel Chatzim, right? So too by Makpish will be the same thing. And then the Rabbanon are also going to have to say, that how do you know, how do they know by Batei Koma that it's also not working? Because that's the assumption in this Kal v'Chomer, it doesn't work. You have to say they learned the Gzer Shavah of Gula Gula, that they learned that Gzer Shavah that we mentioned above. So Mar says, Tani Chad Lovev v'Goel v'Goel Chatzim, the Tani Yidah from another verse that says, In Lovev v'Goel v'Goel Chatzim, that by Batei Koma, right, that one price that says you can't be low for the goel, you can borrow and redeem, and one says you can redeem, and says you can redeem for half. The other one says no. So Mar says, Lokasha, those prices are kasha. Ha Rabbanon, ha Rabbi Shimon. Those are the opinions of Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon. We'll stop over here.